When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Check it out.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Yes!
Rich Eisen.
That boy is good.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Frank Caliendo here.
What would John Madden say?
We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk Live, Mike Florio, ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes. Coming up, actor Kyle MacLachlan. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air on Disney Plus, on the ESPN app everywhere, and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. For those who are listening on terrestrial radio or Sirius XM Channel 80 or our podcast, if you're taking our show by podcast every single day, we appreciate that because you can listen whenever you want. We appreciate people taking our podcast. I've got red wine in my hand, man.
Oh.
When guests bring wine, it's good. Certainly when it's theirs. Pursued by Bear, Kyle MacLachlan's coming in here, and he's not only talking about his new show on Hulu called The Lowdown. Here's the lowdown for you right there. Look at that.
You doing some tasting?
We could. We would call that a flight.
I think we should.
It'd be irresponsible not to, honestly.
It's Disney Plus, though, right? I mean, kids could be out there watching.
The dream come true.
Day drinking?
Kids should be in school.
Day drinking?
What are we doing?
Later on, when you're not, when you know, people hit the rear.
That's fine.
You go to, again, if you miss anything, there's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Appreciate you saying that. Chris allows me to point out the fact that you can go to our Disney Plus page. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. Could be two as a kid, too. We'll hear that later on.
This is a fact.
On Disney Plus, and you could hit the tile that's for our rear and watch all 3 hours.
Yeah, but we're live right now, and the wine is right there.
I understand that.
So, yeah.
And it's 11 in the morning Pacific time. What's your problem?
And Chris, Rich is right about kids. I went to flag football practice yesterday.
I had
two parents and two kids tell me that they opened up the Disney app and saw my picture on the banner.
Bam.
Which is
great. That's awesome.
So now the kids think I'm cool and they want to be on my team.
Well, let me ask you this question. Did they hit the button to play it, or they just looked at you and moved on to Moana?
I think that doesn't help us. I think they thought I was scary. And the weird thing was, one of them was my goddaughter. But they were like, you know, they moved on.
Is that a fantasy team name? Moved on to Moana?
Moved on to Moana. That's not bad.
Moved on to
What can
Maca.
I say except you're welcome?
Moved on to Maca.
I'm changing my fantasy team name to the Maca Parsons Project.
Moved on to
Maca.
Maca.
All right, so let's move on to Maca here.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Kyle MacLachlan's coming out here.
Pursued by Bear?
Oh, man, what
Pursued
are
by Bear. Great.
Is that Roquan Smith or?
No, it was J.J. McCarthy until the fourth quarter.
Oh.
See, it's topical. All right. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Big Thursday night football game this evening. And the Commanders and the Packers. We all know who eliminated the Green Bay Packers last year. That would be the Washington Commanders. Quick one for you.
Bam.
Jaden Daniels then went there. And then one and done the Lions, and then got smoked by the Eagles. But the bottom line is, arrived sooner than expected. And high hopes for a follow-up season and a win. Nonetheless, I don't see any photographs in the win. But, you know, he and McLaurin didn't connect much. And the defense did what they did against the Giants. But the general sense is the Giants are going to be on that side of the football able to be dominated. And then the Packers just looked as impressive as any team in week one. As I mentioned, that game against the Lions, it was like a role reversal, body swap movies of the 80s and 90s. That's what the Lions looked like, and the Packers now look like a championship team for their division as well as their conference, if not the whole enchilada. And the Lions look like a team that might struggle to make the wild card, and we'll see if they can make some hay in the playoffs if that happens, just like the Packers did a couple of years ago, arriving sooner than expected, right? Jordan Love arrived sooner than expected. And now the Packers look around and say, we're ready. And what they do, because they are ready, is they go out and make a massive trade for
Macca.
Thank you, Frank Caliendo, for our new drop that we've been playing liberally throughout this program.
We might have to delete that.
Because it really is all about
Macca
when it all comes down to it. And interestingly enough, that stat that we heard over and over and over again when the Packers made the surprising acquisition, the stat of Reggie White had 4 seasons to start his career of 12 or more touchdowns. And we hadn't seen that since Reggie White until
Macca
did it. And you know who was the defensive coordinator for three of the first 4 years of that run? The Washington Commanders' current head coach, Dan Quinn, who made it funny when the subject of Parsons was brought up.
You would know Micah better than most. Opposing offense is kind of geared towards him. You saw it in Dallas that didn't always work. How do you combat a guy? Is it inevitable that he's going to make those plays in that backfield?
Are you asking what would I do if I... Just
sure.
Coaching him? Yeah, I'd sit him this week. On a short week.
That's funny.
Made it funny. I'd sit him. 29 snaps. And maybe short week after that 29 snaps, maybe he's only going to get that similar number. Got to work him in. Don't forget he's got that back issue. And remember when Micah came on this program? February of 2022, when he came here and we were chit-chatting, and then he took this chair.
Took the seat. Yeah.
And I had no idea I was creating a monster, a podcasting monster.
Yeah, maybe it's your fault. Yeah.
Hey, listen, hey, Green Bay fans, again, to use the Disney Plus phrase, what can I say except you're welcome? We started a monster. Starts podcasting, Cowboys get pissed and trade him. I think I'm probably skipping over a few of the notables.
Yada, yada, yada.
Micah loves Dan Quinn. This is what he had to say in 2022. And you're psyched that Dan Quinn return?
Yeah, super excited.
What does he bring? What does he do?
He brings the juice. He actually brings, like, fighting videos to the defensive meeting groups. You know how many times I watched Tyler Hurst this year?
That's what he did?
Yeah, he's like, you got to punt, you got to knock him out. Like he plays boxing videos for us to get hype. Like,
right.
Q got the juice, man. Like, Q, he's like a very, he just puts it in a way for you to want to play for him. Like, he don't treat you like, do this, X and O's. Like, it's never like that with Q. He's like, you're either going to ball out or we'll find someone else to ball for you.
And like, you respond to that sort of thing.
Yeah, because it's like, he's giving you the opportunity and the chance.
So what does Mike McCarthy say to you? What does the HC say to you?
Me and Coach Mike don't really talk. Like he's more of an offensive coach.
So you have more of a relationship with Quinn, is what you're saying. Remember that one?
Oh yeah, that made the rounds.
Yada yada yada. Who was in Green Bay in week one of this season?
Macca
and Mike McCarthy. He was on the field getting a nice standing O. Laramie Tunsil versus Micah Parsons. Let's roll. This is a key to tonight's game. Can they get the pressure on Jaden Daniels? Can the Packers run the ball on the Commanders in a way that the Giants did not? One would think yes to that with Josh Jacobs. One would think as well, these wide receivers, can they test the Commanders? The Commanders didn't really get tested very much with the Giants wide receivers.
Definitely not.
Malik Nabers was not dapping up his coach. So the Commanders are going to have their hands full. And this is one of those tie breaks that can sit in a back pocket and you throw it on the table and say, you got to come to Lambeau a second time, Washington. Now, can Jaden Daniels just turn on the magic we didn't see last week and say, okay, guess what, Packers? We're a better team than the Lions. As a matter of fact, guess who we won and done after doing that to you last year? The team you beat in week one. They've lost two in a row, thanks to us and you. And here we come. And, you know, we're 2-0 watching the Eagles take on the Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch this weekend. And the Giants and the Cowboys beat each other up. We've got an opportunity to lead this division after 2 weeks and get a leg up on the Packers in conference. These are very important facts that we're going to be talking about in weeks 16, 17, and 18 if both teams are fortunate enough to be the real deals that we expect them to be. I don't know who I'm choosing just yet, guys.
I'm going back and forth.
Right now I'm leaning towards the Packers.
I think just because they're at home.
They're at home. It's a short week. You're at home.
Short week home.
And they looked more impressive in week one.
Yeah. Against tougher competition that, you know, as of right now, it appears to be.
You're correct. You know, both coming off of division battles at home. Both won. The difference when it all comes down to it, you know.
Macca.
Only a 3-point spread.
I don't know what that means.
It means people who think about these things think that Green Bay is going to win by 3 points.
Okay, what I mean is that, like, okay. So you want to push? Is that what you're saying? You're at the end of the night. You want to push?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I want a Green Bay like 10-point win.
Good to know. Yeah. All right, Kyle MacLachlan's in our green room. We'll bring him out in a second, but first, let's call some week two shots, shall we? Let's predict one thing about week two that we kind of believe in. And by that, I mean, go higher register. That's what we noticed around here from the very get-go. If you've been fans of this program, thankfully, hopefully you have been, for well over a decade, I sometimes notice in conversations with friends, people who call in, you guys, when you're making a point,
yep.
You say something you don't quite believe in, and in order to believe it, you've got to go higher register. What do I mean by that? For instance, I don't know. I mean, maybe you shouldn't sleep on the Jaguars or something like that. Maybe you shouldn't. I mean, you can take a look at that Bengals defense. That week one Bengals defense was pretty good. See, you're giving them kudos, but do you really believe it? You got to go higher register in order to believe it. So one by one, week two predictions, higher register.
There's a chance.
The Rich Eisen shows.
That there could be.
Higher register. Take of the week.
All right, more Frank Caliendo. We can't get enough Caliendo.
I forgot that Frank
he was
in
doing
there.
He did that for Schefter. It's a Schefter. He goes higher register
the
for Schefter.
Schefter is
pretty spot on.
Top notch.
Chris Brockman, you're sure. First up with your higher register week two prediction. And if this goes as well as I believe it will, we're going to do this every Thursday to predict the upcoming week of National Football League action.
I really like it. I really like it a lot. I did not like this team really all offseason, but, you know, they kind of showed me something in week one with that offense a little bit. And perhaps, you know, after week two, the Steelers are the best team in the NFC North.
Oh, really?
AFC North.
Okay. The Steelers are the best team in the AFC North.
Yeah, maybe Baltimore doesn't look that impressive in beating Cleveland, or maybe they get got in the Flacco revenge game. And Jacksonville goes into Cincinnati and takes care of business. And there are the Steelers at 2-0.
TJ, you got your higher register?
I think I do.
What do you got?
Well, look, man, this team, you and I are very high on this season. And we were so high on them, we actually predicted that they were going to not just go to the Super Bowl, but win it. And then week one happened. And let's say things didn't go their way. They took an L. And now week two comes and they get the Super Bowl champions.
Okay.
And, you know, even though they lost week one, guys, I got to be honest with you. Everything's fine with the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no problems whatsoever.
You got to go higher register.
You got to go higher register.
I did. There's no problems with the Chiefs.
You just went higher register to defend yourself. You didn't believe it because you know you didn't do it. The only high register you did was defending the indefensible.
You know what I just realized? The very first time
did
we did
that?
The very first time we played higher register.
Try it one more time.
I did the exact same thing, and you literally yelled at me like that, and then the next week I got it.
All right. I feel like Susie and I say to our kids, you want to try that again?
Yeah, try it again. Take two.
Everything is fine with the cheese.
There you go.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
It's not that easy.
Let me show you how it's
done. Next week will be better,
I promise. Easy.
All right. Because this was tough this week.
Let me show you how. No, it's not. This is simple. This is easy.
It wasn't.
Listen, nobody thought this could be possible. Certainly after he crapped out with the team that drafted him and cut him loose. Cut him loose, then he hangs out on the sideline of a team that makes the playoffs, and he didn't do anything except hang out there. And then he signs with the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, baby.
And then he's in a competition with Anthony Richardson that he eventually wins. And then he goes out and balls out against the Miami Dolphins. Kurt Warner even said he had the best week of all quarterbacks watching game film. Normally, you could say this guy's going to keep balling out with confidence. But instead, I don't really think Daniel Jones is going to keep it up against the Broncos. I mean, the Broncos have a great defense. I understand that. But I don't know. I think Daniel Jones can do it. You know? Maybe he's going to go out there and he's going to throw one in and run one in against one of the best defenses in the league. I think Daniel Jones can do it. See?
Good.
Thank you. And see.
You have one more.
Oh, I did not. Wait, what?
What? We have one?
Are yeah, I got one.
With your voice?
Belly. Yeah.
Hold on a second. I don't know if you could do it.
I don't either.
I don't know if I can either. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't follow the whole prediction.
It's got to be better than TJ.
Yeah, my goodness. Come on.
Maybe all I right. got the Barry White voice, unlike okay. you guys.
You can go up higher.
I don't know.
You just did it.
Well, that had to come from right down here.
All right.
So I spent Monday night watching the game like everybody else. Lost to TJ's Spite Squad by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
The Micah Parsons Project.
In fantasy?
In fantasy, thank you. You're and right. then watching the show live on Tuesday, mm-hmm. heard you guys talk about it and that there was a stat correction. Mm-hmm. And for a second, thought I won, mm-hmm. found out again that I lost by, I think, 0.3 of a point.
Play like stands that. Like before. So
I guess I need to finally agree with you. Maybe I'd rather get blown out.
Oh, no. Instead of a nail biter.
You got to finish that.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of a nail biter.
No. Oh, I didn't
look see. At you now trying to teach people how to do it.
Because the thing instead is, mine, I had one and you told me I couldn't use it. That was a replacement.
Maybe,
all right?
Maybe you'd like to get blown out instead of a nail biter.
Maybe I would.
Okay.
That hurts.
Higher register. Careful. A warning label comes with this segment. You may not ever have a conversation with anybody in your
ever
life
again.
Ever again without noticing it. When somebody goes higher register on you, you got to be like, do you really believe what you're saying right now?
You know, that shirt's not bad.
This shirt's great. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
see, you can get touchy. My bad.
I'm going to go lower register.
TJ's first ever higher lower register on Disney Plus.
We did
blows
this for,
it and then goes, I thought I did it.
We've been first no. ever. We've done this for two
That's
years.
The, it's like ball don't lie. Voice don't lie.
Now, next week when I have something I really believe in, I'll go the whole way up.
Let's get to Kyle MacLachlan, everybody. He's in our green room. Bring him on out. Not just because he's out, got red wine. Can they look at that pick?
Yeah, yes. Baby.
It's coming up. What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Is it the driver behind the wheel? What if it's all of that and more? What is it then? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. With rising housing prices and steeper mortgage rates, we know home ownership may seem too expensive to be achievable. But that's why we offer a home buyer's choice loan that can open the door to affordable home ownership. Our home buyer's choice loan has no down payment options available, which means you don't have to wait years to save money. And with our no refi rate drop, you may be able to lower your rate in the future without refinancing. Plus, while most lenders require borrowers to purchase private mortgage insurance unless they can make a 20% down payment, we don't require PMI. Finally, we offer fixed payments, so your monthly payment will always be the same. So if you're looking for your first home or your next home, you can open the door with a Navy Federal Home Buyer's Choice loan. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn how you can achieve home ownership. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Kyle MacLachlan is here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're had our radio audience, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Coast to Coast, rejoin us live here on our Disney Plus and ESPN live viewing stream. The Lowdown on FX premieres Tuesday, September 23rd at 9 Eastern on FX and streaming the next day on Hulu. And for those who are listening, let me describe. There are two beautiful bottles of wine on my desk right here. Pursued by Bear, your red wine. Let's jump into this right away.
Yes, yes.
I'd love to talk about your wine here.
Thank you. I understand you're a red wine drinker.
I am a red wine guy. Big time. And I've seen these labels, Pursued by Bear. It's a very distinct label. Yeah. I've seen it everywhere. I had no idea this was your
this
wine.
This has been mine since 2005. And this is the flagship. So we're coming up on our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Here right
congratulations.
Now. And I can't believe I'm still doing this, but I love it. You know, it's a playful label, but the wine inside is quite serious and our ratings are quite high.
This what is the genesis of the label?
Well, like, it's a Shakespeare stage direction. So I decided to be really obscure with all my references. Right. Don't make it easy to sell wine. And so I made things more difficult for myself.
Right.
In The Winter's Tale, one of Shakespeare's plays, being an actor, big Shakespeare, I mean, I grew up doing Shakespeare, I love Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. In The Winter's Tale, he wrote a stage direction, Exit Pursued by a Bear. And in fact, the bear comes on stage and chases the actor off stage.
Yes.
And the actor doesn't fare very well, which we learn about in the next scene when a group comes on and says, that poor fellow. Yes, what was left of him. So you know the bear was hungry. Anyway, so I just borrowed, I said, you know what? Oops, sorry. Said, you know, this is, no one's going to have this trademark. And indeed it was true. Certainly not for wine. And I said, I like it because it sort of, it points to what I do as a day job. It's kind of an esoteric, obscure, unusual, as you would expect me making wine. That's the reason I make wine. And I said, I'm going to go with it. And so we put the little three dots in and Pursued by Bear and it was born.
And born and bottled it's made fully in Walla Walla, Washington.
Yeah, Walla Walla, Eastern Washington, where I grew up. I'm from Yakima originally.
And you're a UW grad, right?
I'm a UW grad.
Okay,
yes,
look at
yes,
this.
We can talk about that,
fantastic,
too, at the game the other night.
Yes, but this
so anyway,
is
yeah,
fully...
So I went to school there, and I wanted, really, this was the impetus for this was as a way to go home and see my dad more frequently. Mm-hmm. So my dad was in Yakima. I wasn't getting home very frequently between New York and Los Angeles. And I said, you know, there's something, we got to do something together. I don't know if you had that relationship with your dad, but it's like, it's about doing things together.
Sure.
So I always say when we have conversations, we're facing forward. We're either walking down the fairway, you know what I mean, or we're driving in the car.
Nice.
It's one of those. You're not sitting across from each other looking at each other, having tea and discussing things.
Sure.
At least with my dad. So I involved him along the journey, and he came willingly. I started in 2005. And so for the last 6 years of his life, we were able to share this.
Oh, how great.
He was my toughest critic in terms of this.
I'm sure.
A real straight shooter, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a way that I could share something with him. And we really, it was really fulfilling.
Well, I'm glad that you're 20 years in because the phrase that I heard all the time up in Napa, whenever I get to go up there with Sue's, my wife, the longstanding joke is, you know how you make a small fortune in the wine business.
Yes, you start with a large fortune.
That's the idea. That's the joke.
I don't even have
that's
a large fortune.
Yeah, so that's the vintner, you know, joke.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of truth to that. But especially now, it's even more difficult. People are drinking less.
Right.
They're enjoying other things. You know, I consider alcohol, wine in particular, a food.
Me
it's
too.
Part of the food group, and it's something that when you're either with a group and yes. having a social situation or enjoying a good meal, it just really adds to it. So that's my approach. I really think there's a place for it.
Yes,
so.
And I love it. I can't wait to try.
I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure I will, and I'm sure I'll be reaching out for more. Pursued by Bear, fingers wherever crossed. You get your vino.
Yeah.
And again, the Lowdown premieres Tuesday, September 23rd on FX at 9 Eastern Time, streaming the next day on Hulu. I've got Kyle MacLachlan here in studio. All right, so put up the picture. You and Joel McHale, Mr. Washington right.
he
football
is
Mr. as well.
Husky.
If you want to include somebody who dressed but never played.
Wow.
And so there.
It's allowed. You're he holding, was on the team.
That's okay.
He
it's
practiced.
Okay. So there you are holding up a photograph of him back in the day in his yeah. neck roll.
Yeah.
And then. Autographed, and then he's holding up. Is that you? As
that's me, as Dale
Agent
Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah,
Dale
yeah,
Cooper from
yeah.
Twin Peaks.
We were on the field. Joel organized this whole thing.
Which, he did.
Yeah, really. I mean, he's so connected. Justin Glenn was a part of the athletic department, and mm-hmm. we were sharing the booth with Patrick Ewan, and just he knows everybody.
Yes,
honestly,
right.
And so he was able to make this happen, and I was up there with my son because we were touring the U for he's 17 and he's looking at colleges.
Okay,
so, and they had this amazing program where you go for an orientation.
Yes.
Starts at 4, and you end up tailgating. At the end of the orientation.
Welcome to college.
Yes, I was like, son, this is what it's all about,
this
man.
This is what it's about.
So it was really fun. It was a fun day.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then we watched
awesome.
The game.
Awesome. So when you were there, was the Don James era? Was
yes,
that it, pretty
yes,
much? When
yeah,
you were there,
so I'm
coach?
77 to 82.
77 to 82.
Yeah, but I remember.
Against Bo in Michigan and those
yes,
Rose Bowls. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Early on, both my parents went to the U. So we would listen to Husky football games on our little transistor radio, mm-hmm. working in the backyard in Yakima in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the era of Sonny Sixkiller. You remember that?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, we go back deep. Yeah.
You go back deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's all right.
And I went there from, 77 to 82. So, yeah.
So it's kind of crazy that I get to say this because I went to Michigan. We both went to Big Ten schools.
Yes.
Yes. Just,
how can that happen?
We're in a Big Ten city in yeah. Los Angeles. There's two Big Ten teams in this town.
That's
I still can't get used to it.
Really crazy. And Michigan, great rivalry.
It
great
is.
Rivalry, especially that in the 80s.
Back in the day
80s.
With yeah. Bo versus the Don James years,
yeah, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
no
yeah,
no
yeah,
doubt
yeah.
about it. You got the better of Michigan, I'm sure, a couple times.
I think it was half and half.
Maybe half and half. Kyle MacLachlan here. And so for you to then go to Snoqualmie Falls, right? And being part of a David Lynch
yes.
television program.
Yeah.
Had to be like, you were the home team?
Yeah,
for
I was the
much?
Home team. I was the home team with the advantage. I swear to God. It was, I got to go back home. So we shot in 89. I started my career in 83 with Dune.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Blue Velvet together, David and I. And then Twin Peaks was in 89.
Yes.
So it was pretty early on. And I was able to go home back to where I grew up. I knew those roads. I used to drive between Yakima and Seattle in my dad's Mustang
mm-hmm.
to go to school. I knew North Bend so well and knew Snoqualmie and all those areas. And it was like, I was like, this is a gift. I said, I get to work kind of where I grew up
mm-hmm.
in one of the most beautiful parts of the country, I think, in
right.
Northwest.
When and where you grew up, was there something evil happening in the town beneath the surface?
Well, Yakima.
Or?
You know, you could
you
make an
know.
Argument. There's some stories. There's another program.
My gosh, for sure. So that's pretty cool that you got to, I had no idea
yeah.
you were a Washington native
yeah.
in that show.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
about this beautiful town.
Isn't that amazing?
Had something
well, David,
beneath the
you know, David grew up in, he was born, I think, in Missoula, in Montana, spent mm-hmm. some time in Boise and Spokane. So he's from the Northwest as well.
Right.
And when he and I met, David Lynch and I met, we just started, we didn't even talk about Dune, the movie. We talked about what it was like to grow up and the things that we did.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about red wine as well.
Right.
And at the end of the conversation that I had with him, he said, here's the script to Dune. I want you to learn these five scenes and come back and screen test. You know, it was my first time to Los Angeles. I didn't
right.
know what a screen test was. I'd never been in front of a camera. But
sure.
I took the script and I said, of course. I said, like, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Not. And I went back home, learned the scenes, and came back and screen tested. And here we are.
Well, this leads me perfectly into Celebrity True or False, Kyle MacLachlan, which we
Lord.
Play here every now and then.
I'm ready.
And so basically,
I
we've noticed things about your career
yes.
Online, wondering if it is true or false. And here is our great
okay.
production value to kick it all off.
Oh,
here, please.
Let's see. See what you got. Oh, yeah.
Celebrity, true or false?
You can't handle the truth.
Oh.
That's it. Okay. All right.
That's Jack Nicholson.
That is indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You picked up on that.
I'm
fantastic.
Getting it.
Celebrity,
it.
True or false? Kyle MacLachlan. Here we go. You kind of just alluded to it when you were talking about walking straight forward with your dad. True or false? You wanted to be a professional golfer growing up.
Ooh.
True or false?
I need a sip of coffee before I answer.
Okay, very good.
In yes. fact, for maybe 3 months,
It was true for a very short period of time in your life growing up. Okay.
I remember one summer I was really committed and dedicated, and I went out to the range every morning with my dad, who was a stockbroker. So I'd get up with him at like 5:30. Yeah. I'd get on the range at 6, and I would work and play. It became very evident early on.
Nice finish there, Kyle.
It's okay. It's a little high. That's at Dunhill, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, I just didn't have the mental game, nor the physical, not the swing, really. I mean, I grew up, I didn't really have lessons growing up, so it was sort of self-taught.
Sure.
And it was never going to happen. Plus, I went to Eisenhower High School. They recruited guys in my junior year, mm-hmm. and they won state junior and senior. I was not on the team that won state. I found myself at the top of the JV. Yeah.
It
was
okay. One
of those. So I said, nah, professional golf, not going to happen.
Missed the cut. Found a different thing going up.
Thank God.
So, what's your game like now? What's your, where are we?
Minimal game. I have sort of lower back issues.
Okay. At the peak of your game, where were we?
I was 6.
Okay.
You know, legitimate, but not,
okay.
not what you need.
What are you now, Chris?
7.8.
I give 7.
Okay, there you go.
See, you know, now that's a little much. Just why don't you say 7 or 8?
Index matters.
It's a different generation is what we're talking here.
Index matters.
Yeah.
I need to write that down.
We didn't have index when I started.
Hey, now.
You had a handicap and that was it.
By the way, that sounds like a title of a Sex and the City episode, Index Matters. We'll see when we get to that shortly. All right,
next writer, up are you? Okay, now. Bring it on.
That's right. True or false, you just alluded to again, Dune in 1984. The role that you got, you beat out Val Kilmer for it. Is that true or false? Yeah. Do you know this?
Yeah, Val was, he was at the top of their choice for had a bit of time, but they felt like they should just maybe go out one more time and try and find somebody because they liked Val very much, but David wasn't sure. At least that's the story he told me.
Right.
And they went out again and did like a kind of a multi-city tour in the country, and I'm who they found.
Right. How did you meet David Lynch?
Like, so I met the casting agent, a junior casting agent, actually in Seattle, and I auditioned for her at the Four Seasons Olympic Hotel in one of the hotel rooms, as you do, on tape. And she took the tape and showed it to David and Rafaela De Laurentiis, who was the line producer, Dino's mm-hmm. daughter, line mm-hmm. producer. And they said, let's meet him, just based on that, what I did. And I went down to, if they flew me down to L.A., and I met David, and I met Rafi, and I met Dino mm-hmm. that same trip. And then I flew back home because I was doing a play in Seattle during that time. And then I came back down again 5 days later and screen tested. And they needed one more screen test, something to do with my hair. Mm-hmm. As you can see, my hair
it's
problematic.
It's resplendent. Don't say problematic.
It's not, no,
look at me
right
when talking about problematic. No. Come on. God bless you.
It's this calico. I call this calico. I'm going out. I'm losing the brown and going back to the white.
Hey, it looks great.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I don't say that to all guests.
Thank you very much.
So have you gotten a thank you note from Timothée Chalamet at all?
Oh.
Have you? I mean,
I met Tim. Yeah, we did a photo shoot together with Denis Villeneuve. We did a little photo scene thing together, and I'd never met Tim. He's such a nice guy. I enjoyed the new movie. I loved
without
the
you, there's none of this. Forget the books, Kyle. Forget. Come on now. You know what
without
I mean?
Me, it does not exist. He did a great job. I loved watching the film. I loved the book. You know, I grew up reading the book since I was about 15.
Yeah.
So I really knew the story. When I went into audition, I had questions about the script because I knew the book so well. I was like, this is not exactly right. I never read a movie.
You were being a stickler of the details.
Yes, I was.
Huh?
I was checking. I said, this isn't really, you know, what's in the book. You know what I mean? I said, didn't know.
Sure.
You know,
and like, David Lynch is just read the script?
Yes, yeah. He's looking at me shaking his head like, don't, you know.
Well,
don't push it, kid.
Man, I mean, what a relationship you wound up having with him. Yeah. Next one, true or false?
Mm.
When you sent Blue Velvet, the script, to your mom to read it, she went radio silent on you.
She did. that was my second script I'd ever read. My second, Dune was the first, and Blue Velvet was my second. You couldn't get two more different scripts.
Yes.
You know, and the script that David wrote, very graphic, as you can imagine,
yes,
in
sir.
His descriptions.
Yes, sir.
And my mom was, the full story, she had ovarian cancer. So she was battling through chemotherapy and going through all of that. And she was very protective of her kids. She didn't want us to worry and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, this is a new script. I think it's really interesting. There's a lot to it. She read it. Of course, she was like, And but she didn't say anything because she didn't want to upset me. So I said, you know, I haven't heard from my mom. I spoke to her husband. I said, I haven't heard from my mom. She said, he said, well, she didn't really want to say anything, but it's really not really, you know, just not really her thing. She's kind of worried. And I said, I get it. And I said, and I felt, you know what? I don't want to do anything that's going to, you know, put any, imperil her in any way, you know what I mean, or make it difficult for her. I said, I won't do it. I won't do it. I don't want her to worry.
You said no.
I said no.
Okay.
And David understood, and he said, okay. And a few months go by, and I'm like, I can't get the script out of my head. And I'm like, you know, so finally I say, Mom, I know, David, I know that what you read is going to be alluded to, but it's not necessarily, you're not going to see a lot of this, you know, and I think it's going to be okay. So I kind of tried to talk her, and she said, okay. She agreed, and I went to work.
And you went to work?
Yeah.
And so what was it? Dennis Hopper taking an inhale of oxygen, telling nobody to look at him?
Yeah, more the treatment of, yeah, the women, treatment of, sure, of Isabella. My
of
mom
course.
Was you know, that was pretty, that affected her deeply.
What was
know?
It like working with Hopper?
Oh, such a joy.
You got a good Dennis Hopper story?
Oh, God. Well, we're a lot of night shoots on this, right?
Makes sense.
So in the sequence where I'm in the back of the car, so there's Dennis and Isabella, Brad Dourif is in there, Jack Nance, and another gentleman, a local hire, I can't remember his name, and we were up all night. I had ordered, early in the filming, a cappuccino, like a espresso frother, cappuccino grinder machine coffee, very important to me, as you know. By the way, this coffee in the Rich Eisen Show mug,
oh yes, please,
damn good. And hot. There you go. I heard you talking earlier.
Oh, okay. I overheard. Yes. Well, we haven't gotten to the Twin Peaks part of this yet. I might ask you to do that again. But go ahead.
I'll do it again. Anyway, so I was in charge of making coffees for everybody. So people would come to my trailer, hang out. They were playing cards at my little table, and I was basically the barista for the other members of the cast. So Dennis and Jack and Brad Dourif, guys would all come to my, David would come sometimes, and we would sit in my trailer at night and just drink coffee. And I would look around occasionally and go, who doesn't belong? Dean Stockwell was there as well.
Oh, right.
Like,
that's right.
I was like, I was, but I'm not, I was so happy.
I bet you were. Next one, true or false, you openly admit that fans understand Twin Peaks more than you do.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I
don't blame you, by the way.
I understand a little bit, you know what I mean? But there are people that really go deep in this, you know what I mean? And I don't have the time. But I love that there are so many theories and ideas, because I think it's that kind of show. It's a mystery, you know? And they were intent on not telling you everything. You didn't have to know everything. And I think that's kind of where the show got in trouble when they finally solved the mystery. It was like, oh. And all the air went out of the bag, you know, and there wasn't a second compelling story to sort of follow up the who killed Laura Palmer. And if we'd only been able to sustain that, I don't know if we'd been able to go more than 2 or 3 years anyway. But I think that kind of need to know would have driven the audience, and we would have kept the show like cutting edge.
Now, what goes through your mind when you might be on set or David Lynch is explaining, okay, so we're going to have a small person come out and dance. Yeah. And talk about the gum you like is going out
all
of style.
Perfect. I'm good.
And then potentially just, you know, reverse that that talking track.
Go backwards.
Do you look at him and go, what is happening with you?
Well, inside I do, but I don't say anything. Of course.
Good idea.
No, I get, when as an actor, you're like, anytime you start to pushing the envelope, maybe that's not true for everyone, but I get very excited. So even like that little brief scene with Ethan that we did, just the conversation or the talking over each other is like a little unusual to allow that to happen. And there are very few directors that are comfortable with that. David is very comfortable with that. Sterling Harjo, who directed Lowdown, very comfortable with that.
Yes.
So anytime there's a new idea or something that's sort of, you know, you're going to buck the system, I am all in. So when David says we're going to do this whole thing backwards, you're going to speak in reverse, which thank God I didn't have to do, I said, this is going to be amazing. People are going to go, what did I just see?
Yes.
And that's what happened.
Can confirm.
Can I was doing confirm. That. Yes. You were like,
well, my friends were just like, wait a minute. What the hell
happened?
Are we watching?
Now?
This is on ABC television.
Yeah.
On network TV.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that was the response. A lot of people say that. They're like, suddenly they're watching a show and then they're like, we just left our reality and we're in some other reality now. And that's exactly what the point was.
Last one for you. True or false, you initially did not want to do Sex in the City, but your wife convinced you to take the role. Is that true?
Well, I was ambivalent. I was on the fence about it. I didn't really know the show. So I spoke to my wife about this there was some interest in me from the show on HBO.
Yeah.
I think I even called it Sex in the City. Or Sex on the City or something. I didn't even have it right.
You got the preposition right?
I didn't have the preposition right.
Right.
Which happens. And she was like, what? I don't know. I saw Sex and City. And she said, wait a minute. Is it Sex and the City? And I said, yeah, that's the one. She said, you're doing it. And I was like, what? Because she had her finger on the pulse. You know, she knew what was happening.
But and she this also knows the subject matter of the show. And she's like, you're telling her husband, go ahead and do it?
No, she was fine with all that. You don't care.
Okay. Good to know. So,
and I was ambivalent about it just because of the way the character was described to me and laid out. And I was like, okay, here I am playing another strange dude, you know. And I'm like trying to move away from that, but that's not going to happen. So I embraced it ultimately.
Do you have a favorite episode you were in?
Well, the wedding one. You just had one of when we married, and I get married in a kilt.
Yes.
Because the writers will do that. The writers on the show, they'll take a lot of stuff, you know, from your life. The McDougal, McLaughlin, the Scottish thing.
Right.
And they're like, oh, let's use some of this to influence where we go with the story.
Yes.
But the wedding thing was really fun. That was a good episode.
Any suggestions you made to your character that they threw in there?
There were a couple things they wanted me to do that I said, not going to happen.
And you worked for David Lynch. What?
And yet I was okay with the Jugs magazine. I was like, I'll do that. I'll do that. Okay. That works for me.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know,
Kyle. What a pleasure to have you here. Everybody needs to check out on FX starting Tuesday, September 23rd, The Lowdown.
Yeah.
9 Eastern time. And then it streams the next day on Hulu, and we're all about streaming. And then maybe you go buy some Pursued by Bear and pop it open and watch The Lowdown.
It'll work just really good with The Lowdown.
Go full McLaughlin. That's what you need to do. thanks for coming in anytime.
Rich, great pleasure.
What a pleasure meeting you. And before I go, would you mind looking directly into that camera?
Yes, sir.
Holding the Rich Eisen Show mug and doing your best Dale Cooper, please.
Dale Cooper, get me to cover this up right here.
Okay, go for it.
Rich, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you. And I got to say, this coffee, damn fine and hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You made my day. You made my absolute day. And by the way, it's yours to keep. And I say that to people even when they haven't brought me one.
I love that.
Kyle McLaughlin here on The Rich Eisen Show. Back to wrap it up in a second right here on Disney Plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills, but it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn Ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn Ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Let's take this call real quick. Corey in Iowa has been hanging on for almost 3 hours. What's up, Corey?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
I've got about a minute for you. What's up, Corey?
Number one, how about them Vikings?
Hey, man, that was awesome for you and your fans and your fellow fans. And listen, I'm obviously a big J.J. McCarthy lover, and I think that fourth quarter is the type of quarterback you're going to see more often than not. I really do.
I agree. Are you doing the games in Ireland and London?
I am not. I'm doing games in London, but not the Vikings and the Browns or the game in Ireland. I'm doing the two games after that. I'm doing Jets, Broncos, and then Rams and Jaguars.
Awesome. So, and then the last question real quick is, now that you're on Disney Plus, does that make Susie Schuster a Disney princess?
Ah, Chris, what do you think? Disney princess?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, it does, Corey. I'll bounce that one off her, and I'll let you know tomorrow how she takes it. I'll do it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Should I say that to her every single time I tell her to let it go? Hey, listen, we have to agree to disagree. Just let it go. Cole doesn't bother me anyway, although she knows it really does.
Yeah, because we live in California now.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, my blood has thinned out.
Thins out.
Commanders, Packers. What do you have?
Go Pack, go.
TJ Jefferson, Commanders, Packers.
Give it to me, feller.
Macca.
Is the guy?
Yes, the guy.
Yeah. Okay.
You?
Oh, I'm going back and forth, but I think there's one difference maker.
Macca.
That's keeping me on my toes.
Keep going. Can I keep going? Macca. I just think, listen, I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a big night, but at some point there's going to be
Macca
to deal with.
Yeah, he's going to have to deal with that.
Yeah. Just trying to different ways to go ahead and do this.
A Micah Parsons problem.
It's a Micah Parsons project.
BLT.
That was funny yesterday, too. My gosh. How cool would that be, Kyle McLaughlin? Him saying that he said no to Sex in the City, but David Lynch is just like, I'll try that. Have you seen Blue Velvet? You ever seen that?
Have not.
It is years ago. Disturbing, to say the least. And I don't blame
his mom for
basically saying, I'm just going to freeze him out.
WTF.
I just saw this script, and I'm freezing my own son out. Yeah, man.
It is.
Man. And that scene with Dennis Hopper and Isabella Rossellini is disturbing. It's like, what is going on in David Lynch's skull? And then comes Twin Peaks after all of that. Now, that was television that you didn't see anywhere else. That probably predates you. You were a little kid.
Yeah, it was a little before my time.
I was watching it in high school with my buddies. So can't wait to send him that segment right there of him just looking right in the camera as Special Agent Cooper with a mug saying, it's a damn fine cup of coffee. Fantastic. This is just great. On tomorrow's program, Michael Chiklis is coming. I got a text him saying, bring your dog.
Bring Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, TB12.
Let's go.
The pug. And so that'll be in studio. Tom Pelissero as well. Cam Hayward will be on the program.
That's on
Friday, whether you're streaming us on Disney Plus or ESPN, the app, or ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll be back to wrap up the show on Disney Plus in a moment. Everyone else, we'll chat Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.